Now on to the second part of the show. More love happening here. We're tuning in love one more time. And I'm going to bring on Allison Rivers Sampson and Michelle Sen to talk about the dairy detox. Hello, lovely people.
Hi, Karen. It's Allison.
Hi, Allison.
And hello.
Michelle, did I pronounce your name right?
Very close. It's pronounced Michelle Kane, but no one would ever know that.
Oh, it's a heartsy.
Yeah.
It's a heartsy. Okay. Very good. Okay, the dairy detox. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. Tell me about it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having us on the show. It's been a long time since we did this, right?
Actually, I should tell everybody, Allison River Sampson, you're an award-winning chef, the author of Comfortably Young, and the founder of the first vegan online bakery, Allison's Gourmet, which has fed us so sweetly for so many years. Thank you for that. And is it true Allison's Gourmet is going away?
Yes, yes. In fact, I think today is our final shipping day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, after 20 years, I am moving on to some new projects, and I get to talk with you about one of them today, which is the dairy detox, and I'm so, so excited. And thank you for all your support throughout the years for Allison's Gourmet. It was such a fabulous adventure for me to do and to get to serve so many people and be a part of so many celebrations, and also very exciting to move on.
Yeah, one of the things people often say when they're confronted with the idea of going vegan is they think they're going to be deprived. And you proved over and over that there's no deprivation, at least in terms of sweets. You could just make everything and wonderfully.
Absolutely.
And now Michelle Kane is a filmmaker on a mission to make dairy-free life living enticing, easy, and fun through gorgeous photography and visual storytelling. And she's the founder of World of Vegan and co-author of the Friendly Vegan Cookbook and a YouTube personality who has reached millions through her creative, relatable, and engaging vegan videos. Now, how is it the two of you came together to team up?
Michelle, you want to take that?
Sure. So I have worked with numerous vegan and animal rights nonprofits over the years. And at the time that Allison and I met, I was working at PETA Foundation, and I was organizing our events, our weekend events for our supporters. And we brought Allison to come and do a cooking demo because of the wonderful skills she has in the cooking department. And we just really connected then and have been close friends ever since. And it was, years down the line when we both were kind of ready to take on new projects and adventures that we realized it would be a perfect opportunity to team up and do some really great things to help people, planet, animals. And that's how we eventually landed on the dairy detox.
Yeah, and we're so lucky. I mean, if I could have written a personal ad to find my perfect business partner, I don't know that I could have done as well as Michelle. I mean, she and I have such a wonderful synergy. I just am amazed over and over. We started creating this program over a year ago and, the dairy detox. And, it's just amazing to me. Every step we take, it's like, oh my gosh, another synergy. How amazing. So I feel really lucky that we get to work together, and Michelle has done some beautiful photography and all the videography for our program, and so how about if I tell you what the Dairy Detox is?
That sounds like a good thing.
Okay, so the Dairy Detox is a 12-day online video course that is delivered directly to people's inboxes so that everything is very convenient, and the two of us are sharing tips and everything that people need to know to go dairy-free. So each day we cover a different topic about dairy-free living. We talk about health, we talk about nutrition, we talk about why we have this addiction to dairy, what's the science behind that. We talk about what you can use for the different things like milk, cheese, butter, and all the other dairy products that people are used to eating. And we tell people, like, this is a detox, and they get to choose their own adventure. So they can either just go and, you know, we guide them how to navigate the grocery store shelves so that if they just want to buy prepared foods that are dairy-free, they can do that. Or if they want to go to the other end of the spectrum, they can use the homemade recipes that I've created for the course, and they can learn how to make everything themselves. So we wanted people to have options, and that's what we've done. Do you want to add anything, Michelle?
Yeah, just one of the great benefits of the course is all the recipes that Allison, you've kind of specially crafted with your years of expertise in the kitchen to make it really easy for people to take their health into their own hands and learn more about food and getting in the kitchen and see how easy it really is to make our favorite foods out of things like nuts and seeds and really basic foods that are convenient for everyone to find and make. And you can actually transform it into like delicious cheesy sauces and dressings and all of those dairy-free things that people assume they'll be missing out on if they go dairy-free.
Yeah, and we know they're so not missing out.
Exactly. Well, we all know that, but getting the point across to everybody else is the challenge, and we're doing it with love.
Absolutely.
Like I like to say, we're tuning in love here, and it's all about food, and it's all about love. We're coming from a place of love. We want everybody to be nourished and happy while not doing harm to ourselves and other living beings and the planet. Now, I've been vegan since 1988, over 28 years now.
Wow. Woo-hoo. That's amazing.
Woohoo!
That's
yes.
Incredible.
And
so you've seen a lot of change.
Yeah, absolutely. And many people, including myself, maybe not as much anymore, I don't know, but the natural way was, for me, was to eliminate red meat and then chicken and fish, and then the last things to go were dairy and eggs. And I always say if I were going to do it any other way or do it again, dairy would be the first to go. I think it's the most unhealthful food. It is not a healthy food in any form, milk, cheese, otherwise. And I also think, although it's not intuitive, the way we raise dairy cows today is so horrific, so cruel. And these poor, precious animals are just treated horribly from birth till death. And it's probably a worse life than those raised for meat. Because dairy cows
Definitely.
Become meat in the end.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. People don't even realize that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of our most powerful days within the dairy detox. Our goal with the dairy detox is to reach people who are really looking to do something great for their health. But in the later days of the dairy detox program, we talk about the impacts on the environment and the impacts on animals and just the impacts on our planet. And our day about animals, I think, was the most powerful one for both Allison and I, because we are huge animal lovers, and Allison is a mom, so she knows the connection between a mother and baby, which is so frequently broken and torn apart in the dairy industry. And we're really excited to see people who haven't even really thought about the food choices affecting beyond themselves to get to those days and to learn about these issues in a really powerful and impactful way. So we spent a lot of time like really trying to make those days as impactful as we possibly could, while still staying, you know, very non-graphic and very easy to absorb from the viewer.
Well, since I got the opportunity to review the program, I've listened to the first seven, I think.
Oh, great.
Yep. And very well done, very clean and shiny and happy and easy, with lots of great materials. So I didn't get to some of the animal-related issues, but one thing that people talk about all the time is, well, I have organic dairy. Isn't organic dairy better?
Well, it's actually, so day 10 is the day that we cover the animal issues. Make sure you check that one out, Karen. I think you'll really enjoy it. I mean, as much as you can enjoy hearing how that is. But the way that we present it, I think, is in a really compassionate way. I think that most people are unwittingly, just like the cows are, a lot of people are unwittingly entangled in this industry that is feeding us lies, really. And what we're doing is breaking myths, and we're helping people see through the veil of the culture, the mainstream culture that has told us things like that dairy can be good for you, it can be healthy, it can be done kindly, organic is better, grass-fed, all of these things that are actually just marketing terminology that really preys on compassionate consumers. And it's really frustrating once we see behind the veil to the truth that's what it is, that we're being manipulated. It's very eye-opening. And so what I discovered is that organic is actually worse for the animals. And I didn't know this. The reason that it's worse for the animals is that when they get infections, there are a lot more limited choices that the, I don't even know what you call them. I mean, they're called farmers, but I wouldn't call them a farmer. I mean, I think when we say farmer, we think of, like, you know, that old-fashioned farmer sitting on an overturned pail, and that is the farthest thing from what's going on in the dairy industry today. But whatever you call them, they can't treat the animals with antibiotics because humans don't want antibiotics in their milk. So the animals actually suffer with things like mastitis, which is an udder infection that comes from overproduction, and that happens with dairy cattle because of the way that we're raising them and what we're forcing their bodies to do, which is absolutely unnatural. So that's just one example of these animals aren't getting the treatment and medical care they need, so they're actually suffering worse.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just one more sad thing to add to that very awful pile, and why we don't want to consume dairy and why this course is so important. Now, you know, here we are, it's 2016, and there seems to be this growing movement, which obviously you're aware of, where more people are learning online through webinars, course programs like this, rather than opening a book. And what is happening here?
Go ahead, Michelle.
All right. Yeah. So it's one of the beauties today with technology and with social media that we have so many more opportunities to learn a really high-level things that didn't used to be accessible unless you were going to go dig around in the basement of an old library. This stuff is now accessible to the everyday consumer. They can just open up their computer. They can find courses. They can find free videos online to learn the information they're looking to learn. And one of the beautiful things with something like a detox course or the dairy detox is that making lifestyle choices that enter, you know, your everyday life are really difficult to do when you feel isolated and alone. And a lot of times if you're just picking up a book and you're reading a book in your own home, you can feel very alone. Like, you're the only one seeing this. How are you going to get everyone else to, like, understand what you're doing? Yeah, so when you're able to sign up for an online e-course, you kind of have instant friends. Like, Allison and I are eager to become supporters and cheerleaders and resources and friends with the people who sign up for the Dairy Detox so that they don't feel so alone. And I know with a lot of, probably the three of us all went vegan, you know, before it became the hit trendy thing to do. And there was probably, for most people that I talked to in my own experience, that felt like a sense of being alone and not knowing who to turn to and not having, like, those accessible people and resources to kind of guide you along the way and share their knowledge. So that's one of the awesome things about being able to create a course where we're able to connect with people face-to-face in a much more personal way than we could through a book.
Allison, you are both moms, Allison and Michelle, right?
Michelle's not. Just me.
And just Allison.
Oh, I thought you were a mom. Okay. Well, I remember a long time ago, and I know it's still true, that families that went vegan and were bringing up their young children without milk got a lot of feedback at the schools, a lot of bad feedback, saying, you know, you're a child abuser, you're doing terrible things, kids absolutely need milk. So I imagine a forum can be really beneficial where people can share some of their fears and some of the negative things that are going on in their life while they're going through this transition.
Yes, and that's part of the Dairy Detox program that we've created, is that all of our students will be part of our Facebook group that's just for students and alumni. And so they'll be able to come in there and ask questions, share recipes, share inspiration, different tips, so that people can have that experience of discovering together. And that speaks to what Michelle is saying about how we want to create this as a supportive community, so that people aren't making this change that can feel really huge in the beginning in isolation. Instead, we want them to feel held and supported through the transition, because it's really the transition time that's the difficult part. It's not what happens after the transition, right? I mean, it's really the, well, how do I get from here to there? And then once people open their eyes and they know how to do this, and they have the whys, like, why am I doing this? It's much easier.
You've probably heard this. I know I have a gazillion, million, trillion times when I talk about how bad dairy foods are. Often the response is, oh, I don't eat a lot of dairy. And until you decide not to eat dairy, and I'm sure you discover in this course all of the foods that contain or may contain dairy that you didn't realize, you don't realize that it's in like so many foods.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing that I've had a lot of people say to me is, oh, I tried non-dairy milk and I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Which is one of, you know, the first things that we cover in our course, because it's often like the most obvious switch that you can make is just switching cow's milk for almond milk or nut milk or soy milk or any of the other milks out there. But the thing that a lot of people don't realize when they first start shopping for dairy-free milk is it's not just cow's milk or dairy-free milk. It's cow's milk or hemp milk, cashew milk, almond milk, soy milk, like flax milk. Like, there's so many options out there, and they all have different flavor profiles. You can get them sweetened or unsweetened, and there's so many different varieties there that need to be explored so you can find the ones that really resonate with you and that you love. And the other thing is, people just, you learn, I feel like anyone who's gone vegan or made a dietary change learns that how flexible our taste buds are, and that we really can adapt, and we do adapt to anything that we become used to. That's why in some cultures, you know, durian is this like smelly, uniquely flavored fruit. I think it's a fruit that some people love, and someone from another culture can go and try that and spit it out or not even be able to breathe around it. We start to love the things that we're used to. So it is definitely what Allison was saying. It's that transition period that's challenging, and after that, it's effortless. So we're here to make that transition period easy and fun and really fun. We try and make our videos engaging and upbeat and inspiring, and just really make the process not feel challenging, not feel overwhelming. We break it down day by day, step by step, and we make it fun.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there are some specific details to it, but it doesn't have to be this heavy, difficult thing. It's just learning something new, and we present the information in a really friendly and accessible way, so that, you know, people feel like their hands are held. And we also really value people's time, and so we've made this program extremely efficient. And to go back to what Michelle was saying earlier about online courses, the other really huge benefit is that Number one, you don't have to get in your car, drive through traffic, show up at a certain time, sit in a classroom in an environment that you may or may not feel comfortable in. I mean, you don't even have to take a shower to take our course. And so it's all very, very much intended for convenience and respecting time. So people can watch it at any time. I mean, even if during the 12 days, maybe they get behind one day or something, the videos are very potent and intended to be like, here's everything that you need to know. There's no extra fluff, but it's also done in a really beautiful and streamlined way.
I think dairy milk tastes gross. And I thought it tasted gross as a kid. You know, it had to be really cold, or I had to mix it with a lot of chocolate. And they're doing that more these days, adding sugar and flavorings just to get kids to drink milk because it's gross.
It's gross.
And if you like milk, when you do a detox, you will, I promise, get to a point where you think milk tastes gross too. That's cow's milk.
It's so true. It's very got like this animal component to it that I think most people don't know. I can actually smell it on people, but I'm part dog, so I'm kind of a super smeller in that way. And that's what's helped me with being a chef, but I can smell it on people, and there is like this very animal component to it, and people get used to it. It's just like what Michelle was saying, is that there is a dairy-free milk for everyone.
Mm. Now, I wish you a lot of luck, and I hope many, many people get off dairy and take your course and do really well with it and thrive. This may be too early to ask this question, but are there any plans to make this course available in Chinese and in Hindu?
Well, Michelle?
I mean, obviously, the reason why I'm asking this question is because we're slowly learning in the United States how bad dairy is for us. And unfortunately, many of the developing nations and these growing nations like China and India are behind the times, unfortunately, when it comes to nutrition. And they're getting increasingly sick with chronic disease. And China, there's this big demand drive to create more dairy. They need this class.
I agree with you. We're definitely planning to, you know, at some point, some stage down the road, I definitely envision this being in other languages. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of people think that lactose intolerance is this unusual health ailment, but two out of every three is lactose intolerant worldwide. So it's actually very, very common. And the reason is that it's abnormal for us to drink milk that comes from a mammal after our growing years. Our bodies aren't made to do that. And we go into all the details about that in the Dairy Detox.
Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is cheese, because everybody talks about, oh, I can't give up cheese. And here it is 2016, and we have more wonderful options. The original non-dairy cheeses were pretty disgusting, but now there are so many that are wonderful that you can make at home or buy in the store. Just tell me a little bit about cheese and your cheeses.
So cheese we're in a wonderful time right now to be launching this course, because on anything that you could miss with dairy, there's dairy-free alternatives. And cheese is one of the fastest growing, recent explosions, vegan cheeses and dairy-free cheeses. We've got Miyoko's Kitchen, Dr. Cow, Kite Hill, Heidi Ho, Vtopia, Punk Rock Labs, Follow Your Heart, Feel Growth, Peas. Like, there's so many brands right now that are jumping, Adea, of course.
Cow.
That are dumping on the vegan cheese train, and they're getting a lot better so fast. So it's really like you don't have to look at it as giving up cheese anymore. People say, I can never live without cheese. Fine, don't live without cheese. Just switch over to these million varieties over here. And it used to be like, try it and 50% of the time they were awful or they didn't melt or they, you know, would fall apart when heated or something. But now like a bigger and bigger percentage of the vegan cheeses out there are really delicious. They're winning awards. Like the innovation is just so rapid. And it's a really exciting time to make a decision in your life where you're excited about trying these things. Because every time you go to the grocery store, there's a new brand or a new variety of vegan cheese out there that you get to try. And it's just a really fun adventure.
One of the things that needs to happen soon is at a federal level with the FDA and at a state level is that we are able in every state to call these non-dairy cheeses. We need to be able to call them cheese.
Yeah.
we can't do that everywhere. And
we need to stop bailing out the dairy industry when their supply has overgrown from demand, you know, when their supply is beyond what the demand is. I think, you know, we know about these recent stories in the news about how the government is bailing out the dairy industry because fewer and fewer people are purchasing dairy products. So we need to, like, redo all these subsidies and things like that. And so hopefully that will be part of the process.
Absolutely. Well, this has been lovely. I'm so excited about your program, the Dairy Detox. And if people are listening and interested, you can just go to responsibleeatingandliving.com for this interview. It's right there. You can find out more about the Dairy Detox. Or you can go directly, and the website is?
TheDairyDetox.com.
TheDairyDetox.com. Okay, well, let's get more people detoxing off dairy.
Absolutely.
Yes, Karen. Thank you. Thank you, Allison, and thank you, Michelle. I wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, that was Allison Rivers-Sampson and Michelle Kane, and they've got the Dairy Detox course ready for you. I know a lot of you still haven't gotten over the cheese thing and the dairy thing, and maybe this is what's going to help you. I hope so. Okay, just like a minute left or so. Oh, I'm going to take a breath. Whew. And just speaking of cheese, right? Yesterday, we made open-faced tempeh Reuben sandwiches. You can read about it at What Vegans Eat Day 594, which I just posted today. That included field roast chow slices. Of course, we can't call them chow cheese. We call them chow slices, but they are one of our favorites when we don't make our own cheese at home. They are easy and accessible and very, very flavorful. I hope you check them out. And wow, we've come to the end of the show. I can't believe it. I could talk all day about food. You know that. Thank you for tuning in love with me today, for tuning in. It's all about food. I'm Karen Hartglass, and please have a very delicious week.